The state of Alaska conducts population studies on Prince of Wales, but on a relatively small portion of that very large island. State biologists then use data from that study to estimate how many wolves are in the entire game unit, which also includes some outlying islands. It's a standard accepted practice for population studies, but there are obvious limits. To enhance the state's study, Heidelberg Cooperative Association applied for and received a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Tribal Wildlife Grant to pay for additional population studies in the area around Heidelberg in the southwest part of POW. Tony Christensen runs the Natural Resources Program for the tribe. He says the wolf population study was a priority.
The wolf brings a balance to the resource and has its place in southeast and, you know, the state. But more importantly is the deer, you know, for us, it's the deer. And, you know, if that population of wolves isn't maintained in a healthy population, then we can have an issue with the deer population in our area.
Christensen says the Heidelberg study will be modeled on the state's study, so the results from both can be combined to provide a more complete picture. He believes the state's chosen study area limits the accuracy of the data.
It's road accessible, you know, in areas of high harvest for other resources, and with that comes human traffic, and everybody knows wolves, they tend to shy away from where humans are. And so the Heidelberg area is less populated with less roaded area.
Alaska Fish and Game last year released the findings from its most recent POW wolf population study, and its results were sobering. The study indicated a significant drop in the number of wolves, 89 in the entire game management unit compared to 221 the prior year. State and federal officials use population estimates to set hunting and trapping limits, so last season's wolf hunt on POW was limited to 9 animals. But Christensen says he thinks there are more wolves than the state study shows.
We have observations and have a sense that the population is considerably higher than 90 animals, but, you know, we just rather than voice that, we wanted to try to involve ourselves in finding out what the answer is.
The tribe will work with Fish and Game and local hunters to plan the study. Those plans will take shape over the summer, with most field work happening in the fall. That primarily involves hair boards, pieces of wood with some barbs on them, scented to attract wolves. The wolves roll on the boards, leaving behind hair samples, and the biologists then use the hair to conduct DNA tests. That way they identify how many individual animals have rolled on the boards and use that for a population analysis. Once the samples have been collected, they'll be sent to the state, and it'll take a while for the results.
So you take the hair and send it off to a lab, and they process it and analyze it, and I guess, you know, there's more than just wolf that roll over your scent boards, and so they have to decipher wolf and other game animals and then come back to you with a conclusion. I would assume it would be next year sometime.
We're still waiting on the data from the DNA work from the laboratory from last fall's work.
That's Ryan Scott, the Southeast Regional Supervisor for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, confirming that analysis will take a while. Scott says he's pleased that Heidelberg is going to provide additional data for the Prince of Wales Island wolf population study. He says the department hasn't had the resources to expand the work, although officials have wanted to for a while.
And cooperatively working with the Heidelberg Corporation is a great way to do that.
Scott says the state's previous studies are based on best practices, and it's accepted among biologists with the understanding that there are limitations. And in fact, the estimate last fall of 89 wolves was just the midpoint of a range. The state study shows the population could have been as low as 50 or as high as 159. Increasing the study area will be great, Scott says.
But again, I would say that the way that the department has approached it previous to, you know, what we do in the coming year is okay, too. It's the right way to go, given time, money, and resources. So this is just I mean, it certainly will make a much more robust estimate, and it's very appreciated.
Christensen says he just wants to make sure the wolf hunt is set at a level that ensures the continued viability of deer on Prince of Wales.
Yep, deer is a huge part of our community culture and a huge part of our dietary needs there, and it fills the freezers. It's basically entwined into the culture. It's what we eat, is deer meat. Deer meat and fish.
The federal grant paying for the Heidelberg portion of the study is just shy of $140,000. It was one of several grants recently awarded by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to tribes in Alaska. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.